So the Sierras are hopping this summer. You know where else is? Rio de Janeiro, where the high jump, the long jump, and even trampoline are taking place in the Summer Olympics. Yep, trampoline is an Olympic sport. Well, there's another popular, if obscure, sport that is almost as old as the original Olympics in ancient Greece. It's not in this year's games, but it is a big deal in the Bay Area, if you know where to look. A student reporter in our high school summer internship program, Jackie Chu, headed down to the water to bring us this story.
I'm at Lake Merced in San Francisco for Dragon Boat practice. Kind of smelly like usual, but you could get used to it when you're a paddler. Today it's warm, some days it's cold or cool.
Breathe in, breathe out, in, out. Believe in each other, guys, believe it, believe in each other. Paddler, you ready? Attention, please. Everyone leg dry the same. Go!
My coach, Mike Nago, is giving paddling commands. My team's name is CYC One Breath, and right now, we are practicing different paddling strokes we'll be using when we're racing.
Come on!
Up, up,
nice!
Up. 5, 7, 9.
Come on!
Up, up, up!
Nice!
Dragon Boat looks like a gondola, but with a colorful scale pattern on its side. During a race, we have a dragon tail attached to the back of the boat and a head of a dragon attached to the front of the boat. There are about 18 to 19 paddlers on this boat currently. All of the paddlers are students from different schools around the Bay Area. Dragon Boat is a workout. People on the boat are paddling and everyone's kind of tired.
Keep your eyes up! Better! Anchor! Now!
Anchor! Now!
That's right! Keep this! Believe in it! Believe in each other! Good job. Way to pay attention to each other, huh?
Our coach gives us positive feedback for having good timing and power.
You guys felt it when there's only 3 rows paddling, yeah. And then it's your turn to come in. You're like, oh yeah, I gotta help them. That's the kind of motivation you want for each other. When you're sitting there waiting for your turn, you should be like, man, come on, let me in, let me help.
This is one of the 3 practices my team has each week. The people I know join Dragon Boat to get stronger, to meet new people, and be part of a team they could call family.
I really love Dragon Boat. Oh my God.
My teammate Nancy Jing is a veteran paddler.
I used to be shy, but then Dragon Boat taught me how to step out of my comfort zone. It also taught me how to become more of a leader and not be scared to do what I want or say what I want. If there's anything better than Dragon Boat itself, it's the bonding between your teammates. That's something you can never get or you can never buy.
She's made a lot of new friends over the years. For each paddler on this team, Dragon Boat has really become an important part of their life. Here's another paddler, Marie Moreno. She's a captain in training.
A race is the most intense thing I've ever experienced. Everyone is really nervous lining up to the race line, and it's just really scary. And sometimes you're neck and neck with another boat, and that just, the pressure is so high.
The day after practice, I volunteer for a race at Seaplane Lagoon in Alameda. Teams practice for months and months to prepare for a race like this. It's a very hot day. There's air hangers and air carriers in the distance. There's a lot of student paddlers, adult paddlers, and spectators around cheering, chattering, yelling, and eating. A lot of the people are paddlers wearing their jerseys and personal flotation devices.
Hi, I'm Jenny from CYC Dragon Boat. I've been a captain for 2 years and I have been paddling for 4.
Before she races, she has a talk with her team. Jenny's always excited for her races.
Heck yeah, I am! We've been practicing for approximately, I would say, 2 months for this race. But I think our biggest one is going to be Long Beach in 2 weeks. So this is going to be like, I guess, a little eye-opener before that race, since this one is only a sprint and it's 250 meters.
Jenny's meeting up with her team before the race. Today she'll race in a Dragon Boat sprint. Instead of going the normal 500 meters, they'll go 250 meters. Jenny and her team paddle to the start line, ready to race.
All right, all boats, let's start moving up to the start line together. Slowly. Okay, three, hold where you are. Three, hold where you are. One, hold where you are, so holding. Two, come on up, one stroke. Three, hold hard. Three, hold hard. Five, six, where are you? Give me one stroke, five and six. Two, hold hard. Are you ready? Attention, please.
Dragon boat is a really old sport that originated from ancient China, about 2,500 years ago. Right now it's popular there and has moved into North America, Australia, and Europe. Jenny's team finished up the race. Like in every race, each team put their best out onto the water, but not everyone gets first place.
The wind really picked up though, and we had a lot of wakes in our boat, so I sit toward the front half and we experienced a lot of like waves hitting at us.
Today's race is over, but if you see a dragon racing across the water in the Bay Area, now you know what it is. In Alameda, this is Jackie Chu for Cross Currents.